explain it, what we're, I guess, the tax levy.
So the tax levy, Cindy passed out a copy of last year's, and so it's about time to get one ready for this year, and I need direction with helping Cindy on what kind of increase, if you want an increase, where you want to go with that. And then I want to make sure you understand where those levy funds are actually kind of sitting right now. Your tax levy, there are categories set by state statute on the limitations for certain things. Like your police protection can only be like, I think it's a quarter of a percent. And it's also based on your EAV, which I received from the county assessor's office, and I've already got that. They did go down this year. There are also categories that are based on your population with the new census coming out. That has also decreased, and it's not just you guys. Everybody got hit this year, unfortunately. So we just need direction, and the levied funds, where they currently sit compared to the expenses, a lot of them are grossly under what your expenses are. So your general fund then has to carry those. So, and we can shuffle things around if there are things that say you don't need as much in Social Security and you need to bump up your IMRF, we can do that. The truth in taxation limitation is 5%. So you can go up to 5% without having to have a special hearing. There's still a hearing related to the tax levy, but it's not the whole publication and everything that comes with truth in taxation. And most places do not want to do that if they don't have to. So what are your initial thoughts?
Usually we do about 3%, right?
Yeah, that's what it's been the last several years.
Yeah, 3%.
A lot of places usually try to stick around that somewhere between 2 and 4.
Well, Mayor, you got any input on this?
Yeah, my gut feeling is I don't want to raise taxes on anybody. That's just my gut.
Right? And I agree with you, but at the same time, we can't. If the services are costing.
But do we need to cut services?
That's what we have to look at.
I mean, your population's down. You're trying to get more money out of less people. And tell them you need more services. Less people need more services. I mean, that's what you're telling them.
Yeah, and I see that.
And most of them, you could raise this damn thing to 4 and none of them would ever notice. But
no.
But I would. I know. And
yeah.
I just don't. I mean, like, I see right here you saying, I don't have my glasses.
Yeah.
Audit, $3,000, and we actually pay $20,000 for an audit?
Mm-hmm. To Gordon Stockman and Waugh. So part of that is your water and sewer funds are considered enterprise funds, which means they're supposed to make money to cover their own expenses. So we split that $20,000 three ways. Sewer pays part, water pays part, and then the levy would cover that third part. So we pay $20,000 for the audit, but you really only need to levy around $7,000 for that portion. So we have levied $3,000. If you wanted to increase it a little bit to try to get up closer to that $7,000. If there are other enterprise funds in some places, then they can try to split those more. But that's here.
So that's $4,000 you say we got to come up with between that $3,000 and $7,000.
Mm-hmm.
What about the one below that, tort liability?
Tort liability insurance is through Illinois Risk Management Fund, and their policies are kind of hard to figure out. So all of your insurances don't have limits as far as statutory limits that you can levy for. The policy, it's kind of hard to break out into what each specific one is, so it's kind of like a blend. So, yeah, the policy did increase this year to $5,000. For that portion.
That says 50.
Yeah, 66.7 is the total.
66.7.
Is what?
What increased to 5,000? You're saying this 3,200 should be 5,000?
66. Where are we? So.
Is that your writing, Cindy?
That's my writing. Okay. Yeah, me and my scribbling okay, trying well, to figure out stuff.
Then I'm asking questions that you should be asking.
Yeah,
I thought this was her. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that was me. And I see what she's getting at, because all this, it's taken
it's
out of different places.
It's one big policy, yeah.
It's one big policy. It covers everything. Yeah. So that's all divided up into all the different, water, wastewater, police, street, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But for this, I think what she's saying, that instead of 32 to cover this, the tax assessment or tax levy, it should be 5.
For that portion.
For this
portion.
Because
you also have your workers' comp in there.
Yeah, because that's my scribble, what it actually cost. Just like the unemployment insurance, it's 8,000. It needs to be increased a little bit to cover.
Yeah,
1,000. So, but also, again, that unemployment insurance covers everybody and all the...
Work comp, 24,000, not the 32?
Yeah, work comp is for everybody.
Right.
Yeah. So, it's all divided up.
And how do we pay work comp? So much for so many employees?
It's still through the same policy.
Yeah, with that liability insurance.
At the end of the year, generally, they'll do a work comp audit.
Yeah.
So they pull all the wages for everybody, including overtime, and then depending on the risk associated with that job and then your experience, it's a whole big study that they come up with these rates that they then adjust it based on have you had claims, any situations change.
Yeah, percentage. He comes in, I pull all this information for him. He sits and looks at all of it, and then they determine how much they're going to charge us for the unemployment insurance.
Are these the only areas that we're under?
It's kind of like asking somebody to see the checkbook before you tell them how much their bill is going to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
So these are the only areas that you have previously levied funds.
Okay.
So... like fire protection, you guys have a volunteer fire department,
mm-hmm.
is that correct? So the city doesn't levy anything for it, the city doesn't fund it, but if some situation changed in the future where the city took the fire department over, they could then add that. Your police pension, because it's just Whirlin now, and there was no police union, falls under IMRF.
Okay.
So if that situation changed in the future, you could then levy for just police pension separately from IMRF. But all your other city employees are going to be on IMRF.
Okay.
Are the other full-time officers IMRF or downstate police pension? They're IMRF.
No, everybody
IMRF.
In the city
okay.
is IMRF.
Okay, okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah. Oops, sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay.
I forgot to write that in. And to be honest, I don't really understand this tax levy thing all the way, so I can't explain it very well.
It's very mind-boggling.
Yeah.
It is. And there are some places in the statute where it says if you had started levying beforehand, you get a different limit on some of these things, and none of that stuff affects you guys. But like the libraries and the personal property replacement tax all comes into effect with this stuff too.
And this is tax money that's collected, and then this is kind of determined at the courthouse?
So
there's
a county assessor who comes in and evaluates everybody's property
uh-huh.
taxes, and then they submit those to the state, and the state has to approve them. But the sum of everybody's property tax assessed values makes up the city's EAV, and then they use that to figure out what we need to levy, can levy,
mm-hmm.
And that's what they then collect, or they populate the property tax bill, send them out, people pay.
So approximately we're off about $50,000 just in... It's just this area.
Right. And I wouldn't suggest trying to make it all up at once. You never have. The general fund has been bearing these costs, but in order to kind of maybe eventually get there, shuffle some things around, and just your costs are gonna continue to go up. The minimum wage in Illinois is still set to increase a dollar each year for the next couple of years until everybody's at least $15 an hour. And you've got your current employees that are already making a little more that you've got to consider that those costs are going up with everything going on with COVID. The costs of materials and supplies needed has increased ridiculously.
Everything's going up.
Yeah.
So is everybody else's expenses.
Right.
I mean, I say leave it the same. We got money in the general fund that's been funding it. If we,
it's not hurting the general fund.
You can't walk across the street and somebody not offer to loan you money. I mean, yeah. if we get in a bind, that's one thing. But I don't see where we're there. But
okay.
That's just me. I mean.
You know what? I agree with you that because I was saying the same thing. You know, it's working now. We're not stressed.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know, leave it the way it is until we have to do
something. This is for the future, so you don't get into that. You know what I mean?
How much of a future do you really think we have the way this world is going? It's on fire. I mean, the world is on fire. This stuff's going to change. I'm saying dig our heels in, hold our ground, and make hard choices when it gets here.
Yeah, I mean, if we're faced with a choice, then we'll handle it. But I think,
that's just
my opinion, I think everything's running pretty smooth, the boat ain't rocking. And
I mean, I know stuff costs go up, but I mean, that's when the people have to get involved here and say, do we need what we've had?
I'm like you, I hate to put any more taxes on.
Good Lord.
And we did do good last year with the COVID and everything, we came out.
We got that extra money, supposedly, I mean, we did get it, it's in the bank, so.
Yeah, so you got a first payment, you should be getting a second payment in a few months.
Mm-hmm.
There are very limited things that money can be used for, but.
Yeah.
All of Evan's projects qualify.
Yeah.
And
Andrew said that, you know, we did very good last year too. So.
Yeah.
And this is motor fuel tax, what we're doing here now.
Yeah.
Which is an unexpected cost, but. I mean, that's my opinion. A council may think different, but. Because how much money is in the general fund?
Currently in the general fund bank account is $1.5 million, but that is some pooled funds.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of funds under that.
Your general fund has, I don't know all the names of these things. General fund, the police fund, Social Security, IMRF, and visitor center are all in there.
I mean, we're understaffed in the police department, so all those costs are going to go down. IMRF, insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Work comp's the one that's not going to go down.
Right.
If there are no claims, then your work comp can decrease.
Which we just had one. Evan jumping off the ladder.
Back or something. But you're going to have them.
Right. I mean, that happens.
You got guys out there working, you're going to get hurt.
And amazingly, that is the first one I've dealt with in 3 years.
Yeah. Really?
But, I mean,
well, that's pretty good.
But I mean, you go from 3,200 to what we have budgeted is 24,000. I mean,
I know. If we have a big, I mean, I'd feel better by telling the people, hey, we had a big work comp hit. I'm sorry, we got to pay it, and
we're gonna have to raise
taxes a little bit.
To show why
we did.
Yeah, exactly.
But can you look at them with a straight face and say, well, we got almost $2 million in the bank, but we need more. I mean, I'm just looking at it as a my house kind of thing. You got to cut corners. You do it at your own house. You can't go tell your employer, give me more money.
Right. I mean, the thing is, we're not cutting anywhere.
Where are we going to cut?
I know.
We haven't had to so far. That's all I'm saying. Because
it's pretty slammed.
You're already, like you say, you're at a minimum.
If your police department, the salaries have to be less.
Right.
I mean,
well, you have that. We don't have that many public works employees.
No.
Right. Yeah. Now that you're pretty good.
You can't afford to cut any of them.
And you know, the bad thing is we're paying two public works directors now because we voted not to cut. The one salary when we raised the other, and then raised the other one. We're paying two public works directors. We're just paying one a little better than the other one.
And then you're also paying Joe because Evan's license isn't complete yet because he's got to get that time served.
So many years.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I know. Yeah.
So how long does that have left?
I want to say 2 years, but I'm not sure. Isn't it like 5 years or 7 years? It's a long time.
I thought it was five, but I don't know for sure.
Yeah.
But that's looking at something in the future that is going to fall off.
Mm-hmm.
And it should be pretty quick, right? I mean, how many more years you got left?
For Evan?
For Evan.
Well, that's what I was saying, I think two, but I'm not sure, yeah.
Well, I think they'll leave it like it is, and then when we...
Do the usual, the 3% or whatever we usually do?
3%, it seems like we've been able to handle it with 3%.
And Kendall voted no on it last year, so he's not going to vote yes to raise it. All right, well, I think that's our opinions then.
So no increase at all, or 3%?
Yeah, well, they vote on tomorrow night. Well, at our council meetings, when make
what
final
was it
decision,
last year?
Right?
Well, so normally I have to something to give you to vote.
Oh, yeah. We'll type up the paper today. So, looks like it was 2. Where did I see that at?
So the same increase or just no increase at all?
No increase at all.
What was the increase last year? I didn't think we increased it.
3%.
Yeah,
Elmer was very firm on 3%.
Increasing 3%.
I think not to exceed, isn't that this number, this 0.282?
No, that's your statutory
that?
Limit.
We just keep it at 3%.
So it would be a 0% increase, and it would be exactly what it was last year, unless you wanted to shuffle some line items around. So your tax levy is actually at 8.392%.
And what was it last? What was it last year before?
The previous year?
Yes.
Let me go look.
8.392.
Yeah, so it should be right around 8.3 then is my not, but let me find it.
And that's what's on our tax bill, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you'll have school, like, that's not what you see. You're going to see the schools and
okay. I got quite a bit pulled out
and
rolled
up and
down, but I'll be back pretty quick.
So it's 8.061.
8.061.
Yeah.
Year before, and then it went up to 8.2.
Yeah, and those kind of fluctuate a little bit because
you can tell me here a little bit.
The changes in EAD. So we do these off of estimated assessed values, and then when they actually do the tax bills, they're off of the final estimated assessed values.
Okay.
So.
So that was my interruption there.
The year
8.392
mm-hmm.
is what it was.
Okay, the year before then was
8.061%.
I gotcha. Okay. So it raised 0.3% there.
331.
I see what you're saying. And how much of an increase did that give us money wise from one year to the next?
$4,500.
I say we need the same. It ain't worth that, but I mean,
I think so too. I think I leave it the way it is, and if something changes, then we can handle it. I mean,
for $4,500, I mean,
that's the whole thing.
So it's
I think people
like
think that we get a lot of this, and we
it
don't.
It would be $3 or 3%. Sorry.
Mm.
$10 per house. I mean, that's basically a little. I mean, that ain't nothing. That's nothing. Either way, I don't care. Either way, I don't care. Either way, I mean, that's nothing.
Do we have to do a motion today?
No, I mean, all it is a committee.
This is
committee.
It's
got to pass tomorrow night. We'll talk about it again.
But we'll type this up for you guys with your suggestions.
Right.
And then that'll be handed out tomorrow night.
Okay.
Very good. I mean, for $4,500, I think it's worth saying to the people, hey, we're leaving your levy the same. We're not raising your taxes.
Okay. We'll get a lot more.
And we'll see what happens next year. I may be totally wrong. But I don't think $4,500 is going to make us or break us.
No, I don't either.
So, I mean, you got to say no somewhere. You got to start saying no.
Okay, so do you want any of the line items moved around? So, like, you've got 40, $1,000 levied for corporate purposes, which basically just means your general fund. You've got a little over $50,000 for IMRF, $12,750 for police protection, $3,000 for the audit, $3,200 for tort liability, $500 for civil defense, $35,000 for Social Security, $1,000 for your unemployment insurance, $3,200 for workers' comp.
And when you move this, it just everything stays the same. You're just
Shuffling.
Yeah, basically it'd be so because these are levy funds, that money is restricted to only pay for those things. So your IMRF is only allowed to pay for IMRF. You can't use it for fixing the road or water plant or anything else.
You can only move basically corporate money to those, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The corporate money is kind of the filling in where the gaps are.
If we don't spend it, but we always spend it, you're saying?
So your expenses for like IMRF are more than that.
Okay.
So it just stays in there. So maybe in previous years you've over levied for it and it just kind of stays in there as a balance.
All right.
Okay. So generally what your auditors will tell you is they'll want to see 3 to 6 months of expenses like saved in for each fund. So whether
wouldn't that be nice
if something happened and I think we do have
go door to door.
The general fund could cover that.
If something happened that we got had no income at all. we're good right now. So
I mean, to me that's just shuffling numbers that it doesn't matter to me what you do with them. I mean,
one thing it is, it's going to be there, and if we have to shuffle it later we can do that, right?
So long as you're not pulling it out of like IMRF, you can't move back.
Yeah, just corporate.
The corporate one you can.
Yeah, and so if we had to, we could pull it and.
Which is what it's doing now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I'm not worried about bothering if that's what it's doing anyway.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay, we'll set that up and.
Sounds good. I gotta go back to work. The head of the business.
Commerce.
What the commerce chamber?
Chamber.
Chamber of Commerce, and said that she told me straight up. Wendy Martin does not like the Havana mayor. She doesn't agree with some things they do, and she wants to give her some input here in Lewistown, and wants to have a meeting with me. And this was on the street. She stopped me when I was riding my Ranger. And I said, well, what do you want to talk about? I mean, give me your ideas. And she said, well, do you know there's no hotel tax in this town? And I said, is that your main thing? I said, I'm not interested in it. And then somebody must have.
Oh, Wendy's been after me.
Somebody, see, Wendy, you know, we got somebody who lives in Liverpool and somebody who lives in Havana that think we need a hotel tax. So that's where that came from.
And so I was asking Becca, I said, what all does that do? I know it doesn't tax our local people, it taxes the people
in town.
It's a good
way to tax. It's a good way to tax them out of town and it helps come in to visit.
Yeah, help support tourism and what else did you say? Like the fireworks or...
Yeah, if you did fireworks. It's other things that bring tourists in. So, like, Canton uses it to help pay their portion of spread for all the stuff that Cole does related to bringing in people. They pay for fireworks, their fireworks show every year out of that. So,
And the chamber does that.
We're
a donation.
Right with that. I mean, we.
Right. And so I talked to Donnie and Trinity. I said, look, there's some rumblings. There's some people think we need a hotel tax. I said, I told them I'm against it. And they thanked me. They said, you know, we don't believe we need that either. You know, it's just to pass on to their customers, but...
The thing of it is, they're single tax. I mean,
they can't
keep going.
And I guess I wanted to bring it up so I could tell her we've discussed it. We don't want to do it.
Yeah.
It's...
Exactly.
It's not like we have a bunch of hotels in town.
Right.
We got 8 rooms.
and then the bed and baths. I think we got a couple of them.
The weekends that they have... weddings. I mean, you're kind of hitting them for weather customers. But.
To me, the hotel, Donnie and Trinity, are worth, they're priceless, what they've done for this town. The money they put down there in that hotel, the money that's going back in that nursing home, I mean, I don't want to step on their toes.
Can't see that we would get a fortune out of it.
No.
No, I'm so glad they're doing something.
No, it can't, because it can't be full
right
over the weekends that they have.
Right.
And the scenic drive problems.
Yeah. I mean, it's working together here, not against each other. And
right.
That's
what I tried to get the state to understand the other day. Working together, they finally came along, but.
I said that they keep, just want the turmoil, and why, I don't know.
Oh my gosh, they do. They
make
do
things simple.
We don't need to be fighting with ourselves.
No, that is for sure.
We all gotta live here.
I'm glad you said that, Brad, because I forgot I'd put that on there.
Were
I just wanted to get it out of the way.
What I said that about?